Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Split: Finding the Opportunities in China Economy in the New World Order by Sean Rain is a business and geopolitical analysis of the widening divide between the United States and China. Rain, a longtime Shanghai-based market researcher and founder of China Market Research Group, writes for executives, investors, policymakers, and strategists who need to understand how this rivalry changes commercial decisions. The book argues that globalization is no longer defined mainly by integration, efficiency, and open access. Instead, companies now operate in a world where trade rules, technology controls, supply chains, ideology, and national security concerns increasingly separate markets into competing spheres. Rain focuses less on abstract diplomacy and more on practical consequences for sectors such as finance, consumer goods, automotive, semiconductors, artificial intelligence, health, and wellness. Its purpose is to help readers distinguish between genuine China risks and exaggerated fears, while identifying where policy shifts and consumer trends still create long-term opportunity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the United States and China split as a structural change in globalization. A central idea of the split is that the United States and China are no longer moving toward deeper economic convergence. Rain presents the split as a structural condition rather than a temporary diplomatic dispute. This matters because many corporate strategies were built on the assumption that China would keep integrating into a United States-led economic order, while Western firms could treat China mainly as a production base and consumer growth market. Rain argues that this model is being replaced by a more fragmented system in which politics, security, and ideology influence routine business choices. Tariffs, export controls, investment screening, technology bans, and pressure on supply chains are not isolated frictions. They are signs of a new operating environment. The book, therefore, encourages readers to think in terms of exposure, alignment, and resilience. A company can no longer ask only whether China demand is attractive or whether manufacturing costs are competitive. It must also ask whether its sector is politically sensitive, whether its technology creates national security concerns, and whether its supply chain can survive policy shocks from either side. Secondly, China policy shift towards stability, socialism, and lower excess margins. Rain emphasizes that China economic policy has moved toward a stronger focus on stability, social outcomes, and state-guided priorities. He describes this as a sharper turn toward socialism, not in the sense that private business disappears, but in the sense that profitability is increasingly judged against social and political objectives. This is important for interpreting regulatory pressure in sectors where authorities believe margins are excessive, inequality is worsening, or consumer welfare is being harmed. The book suggests that foreign businesses should not assume that high margins in China will be protected simply because they are commercially successful. The government may prioritize affordability, employment, self-reliance, financial stability, or broad consumer benefit over shareholder returns. Rain contrasts this with the United States' tendency to prioritize capital markets, growth, and wealth creation. The practical implication is that China remains investable for many firms, but the logic of investment must change. Businesses need to understand national policy direction, not only consumer demand. A strategy based on extracting premium margins without aligning with policy goals may face more risk than one that supports affordability, local development, health, or technological upgrading. Thirdly, middle-class demand remains a major opportunity despite weaker sentiment. The split pushes back against the view that China should be treated mainly as a declining or uninvestable market. Rain argues that fears about China economic direction are often overextended, especially for sectors tied to the needs of a large and evolving middle class. The opportunity is not simply that China has many consumers. It is that household priorities are changing in ways that can support specific industries. The book highlights areas such as savings, investment, health, wellness, consumer goods, and automotive demand as places where companies can still find growth if they understand local conditions. This reasoning is more selective than a broad bullish case. Rain does not imply that every foreign company should expand in China in the same way. Instead, he suggests that the attractive sectors are those connected to long-term demographic, lifestyle, and policy-supported trends. Finance firms may benefit from rising interest in asset management and savings products. Consumer companies may need to adapt to more value-conscious and health-aware buyers. Automotive companies must navigate a competitive market shaped by electrification and domestic champions. The key lesson is that China opportunity has become more specific, not absent. Fourthly, sensitive technologies require caution while supply chains diversify. Rain makes a clear distinction between sectors that can still benefit from China growth and sectors that face serious geopolitical constraints. Semiconductors. artificial intelligence, and other strategic technologies occupy a special category because they are tied directly to national security, industrial policy, and technological self-reliance. In these areas, the book advises greater caution and, in some cases, movement of operations or investment toward alternatives such as Vietnam, India, or Mexico. The argument is not a simple call for total decoupling. Rather, it is a call for sector-specific judgment. A consumer health brand, an auto supplier, and a chip designer do not face the same political risk, even if all three sell into China. Supply chain restructuring, therefore, should be based on the sensitivity of technology, dependence on Chinese production, exposure to export controls, and ability to serve multiple markets under different regulatory regimes. Rain also notes that China is investing heavily in self-reliance, especially in critical technologies and resources. That makes the market more competitive and more politically charged. Companies must decide where China scale is essential and where concentration creates unacceptable vulnerability. Lastly, on-the-ground China perspective combined with a need for sector updates. One feature that differentiates the split is Rain's position as a China-based advisor with long experience in Shanghai. The book draws authority from close observation of business conditions, policy shifts, and consumer behavior during a period when many foreign executives had limited physical access to China. This perspective helps explain why the book is less alarmist than many accounts of United States-China rivalry. Rain treats risk as real but unevenly distributed, and he is especially interested in how companies can make decisions rather than only debate ideology. At the same time, this viewpoint has limitations that readers should keep in mind, because China regulation, technology controls, and geopolitical pressures change quickly. The book should not be used as a substitute for current legal, compliance, or sector-specific research. Some readers may also find Rain more optimistic about China prospects than analysts who focus primarily on political repression, demographic pressure, debt, or investor confidence. The value of the book lies in its practical market lens, but that lens works best when paired with independent risk assessment. Its usefulness depends on reading it as a framework for judgment, not as a universal prediction. In conclusion, the split is best suited for readers who need to make practical sense of China in a more divided global economy. Corporate executives, investors, consultants, policymakers, and students of international business will benefit most, especially if they already understand basic United States-China tensions and want a more market-oriented interpretation. The book helps readers separate broad geopolitical anxiety from sector-level risk. Its practical benefit is a clearer way to ask which parts of China remain attractive, which areas are politically sensitive, and how supply chains should be redesigned without assuming that every company must leave China. Intellectually, it frames the rivalry as a clash of economic systems and policy priorities, not merely a trade dispute or diplomatic personality conflict. Compared with many books on China and geopolitics, the split stands out because it is written from the perspective of a market researcher advising real businesses rather than from a purely academic, military, or ideological angle. It is neither a simple warning to exit China nor an unqualified endorsement of expansion. Its distinctive contribution is the effort to map opportunity and risk together China as a difficult, politically shaped, but still central growth market. Readers looking for detailed legal guidance or deep political theory will need supplements, but those seeking strategic orientation will find it useful. If you would like to support Sean Rain, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.